נתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו ומה חיינו אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה? על כן אנחנו מפילים את החוננים לפניך, תמכור את כל חטאותינו, ואבותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך. כן יהי רצון, לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, לאהבתנו שתכונן את לבבנו, ליראתך ולאהבתך ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה. צריך להבינו הערך בסודות תורתך. אפילו מודה זה לנחת רוח לפני כזה כבודך, כריח ניחוח, תציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחינתנו השתלטנו ציצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר לדם לגלית דבריך, אלה בעולם בזכותם וזכות אבותם, וסכום תורתם ותמותם, ותושתם יעמוד לנו לבל, תקשיב הדברים אלו. סתם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כאמר נעים לזרועות ישראל, גל עיניי ופית לפלאות תורתך, כי אדוני יתן חוכמה מפיו, תאדבונה יהיו לרצון מובי פי, והגיעו לנו לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. And we having the meditation for secret of Zohar that we can scan. Okay, we good. And let's go to Tikkuni HaZohar again. So first I'm going to read verse 11 from Tikkuni HaZohar. Verushata itev le'elin nishmatin nedarchu me'atra'u bedar kedusha barichu shechinata lekaneh ba'i chibura ditamar ba. So it was the permission that was given to this special soul who studied Tikkuni HaZohar, who wrote Tikkuni HaZohar in this חבורה, in this company, that Amar Ba, and it was say about them, כציפור נודדת מן קנה, כן איש נודד ממקומו. Like a bird is נודדת, wandering or traveling from the nest, the same is a person wandering and traveling from his or her place. ולי ציפור, and that bird is actually the שכינה. The Shekhinah, the female aspect of God. Di mitrakha ma'atra da da od khtiv shalach shalach ta'em like the mitzvah say one of the mitzvot from the Torah which is the weird mitzvah is if you see a nest with bird and chicks you should kick the mom out and take the chicks for yourself. Of course that commandment it's kind of a weird, there's a lot of mystical meaning to that, and because how can that be? I mean it's cruel. In one section in the Zohar it's explained that once you kick the mom out, the mom is so angry and she asks God for mercy. And at that moment, God brings mercy to the world, no matter what happened. For that reason, whoever is doing it, his life will be long. There is only two mitzvot in the Torah that make your life long. Respect your parents and the birds. Shiluach HaKen, it's called. Shiluach HaKen. You know? Et ha'em ve'et ha'banim tikach lach. But of course, it's metaphysical, so metaphor is... It's more important to understand there is a secret there, but of course there is ena mikra yode mitzvah pshuto, meaning the mikra, the Torah, is not just secret, there is also simplicity of the Torah. Tikar lecha et larbot shchinata. So the Tikkuni HaZohar ask, why does it say you should take the mother, et ha'em ve'et ha'banim, the mother and the children, you should take. What is this et? It's a... the mother you should let go, and the children you should take for you. Why is it two times there? So et, aleph taf, the letter et, which means T-H-E, aleph taf. Always when you have aleph taf, it means include everything. So every time you see word like ata, like baruch ata, you have from aleph till taf, as the Rashash teach, it's come from the Rashash, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi. Is from Aleph and Taf, which means the including of all the light, all the nitzotzot, all the power, to the A of Malchut. That's why Ata is Malchut. You know, Aleph to Taf, from beginning to end, it's like A to Z, and A is the Malchut. But it's a Et, De. So Et Abanim, Et, Larbot Shechinat Ata. So it's a secret, tell us the Tikkuni HaZohar, before even we go into the explanation, it's talking about Shechinat Ata, the lower the Shekhinah, ha'em, Shekhinta ila. So when it say et ha'em, the mother, the Shekhinah here in the physical world, ha'em, the mother, is the upper Shekhinah. Adah odachim upashachem shulchai imachem, like it say in a different pasuk, in Isaiah, in Yeshayahu, it say because of your crime, your mother has to be kicked out. We know, of course, those of you who study Zohar for a long time, we know that the in the Temple of Jerusalem, the Shechina is no longer there. As I, those of you who've been in the trip, I explained that the Klipot took over. It's no longer, unfortunately, the place Jerusalem is meant to be. It's a location where it needs to be, and the ex-location of the Shechina. But it's no longer controlled by the Shechina, it's controlled by the Klipot. That's why there is so much argument and fight and blood and all this and that. I mean, no government can solve it. It has to be solved spiritually. But of course, people want to solve it, you know. Because it's great for the ego. What could be better for the ego than religion? As religious as you become, you know, your ego go up. What is religion contribute to the world? Ego. And then ego fight ego. My God is better. My father is better. My God is better. No, my father is better. No, my mother is better. My God is better. My religion is better. It's ego. It's all day long ego. Spirituality is to understand that it's a universal fight. It's universal war, you know. Once the ego gets involved, you're getting into that concept called religion. And what is the number one sin when you become religious? Religion doesn't mean yarmulke or you keep Shabbat or kosher. Religious means that you start cheating. What do you mean you start cheating? If you look at Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar, the truth, loyal. There were one teacher and the student, 10 students, they have only one teacher. Some people feel they don't get enough. Why you cheat on the husband? Why they cheat on the wife? Why they cheat on the teacher? Because in the old days, if you look at the laws of having a teacher, once you have a teacher, can have two teachers. Why is that? Same law of a woman. Why is a woman cannot have two husbands? Mama, what's the problem? If a woman said, listen, this husband spiritual, the other husband physical, and the third one is good for vacation. What's wrong with that? Because the woman has something called malchut. So when she receiving the nourishment from different direction, she become crazy. For that reason, all prostitutes eventually become nuts. Why? Because the sperm that they carry into them, whatever they use protection or not, it's a frequency, it's an energy. I'm not going into details, not what the lecture is about. And then it's confusing them. Same thing with teacher. So let's say you have five teachers, and you learn from all of them. Some people say, I'm learning from everybody. It's dangerous. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can do that. Nobody is Rabbi Meir Bar Hanes. Rabbi Meir Bar Hanes is a teacher who eventually left everything to do with spirituality. They call him the Acher. But Rabbi Meir Bar Hanes is special, they say. He was capable to take the good from his teacher, and the bad he didn't take. But we are not Rabbi Meir Bar Hanes. For that reason, students have to have one teacher. And he stay loyal to the teacher, not because it's must. It's dangerous for the receiver. So I know a lot of people who have five rabbis, five teachers, five director, five this. You're cheating. And eventually, if you have a family, your spouse, your children will cheat on you. It's not a punishment. It has to be this way. People will always cheat on you. Your money always will be taken by other people. Your children always will be a problem. You have to know. You choose a teacher, you go all the way. And then you finish, you go to another teacher if you want. But you can't have too many ashpa'ot. Influence. It's more than influence. It's ashpa'ot. Ashpa'ot.
Okay. Huh? Things that affect?
No, it's ashpa'a. Mashpia. It's coming from yesod. Because your teacher is supposed to be yesod. So if you have too much yesod, if you know the Kabbalah, the word yesod, then this yesodot, this yesod is like a mashpech, it's like where the water comes from. So if the direction of the water comes from different area, I don't even know why I'm talking about it right now. So then the malchut getting damaged. You are the malchut, you are the receiver. So always stick to the plan, stick to the plan. And it's not a crime to get divorced and remarry. It's a crime to be married to two things. For that reason, in Judaism, there's no longer a law that allow a man to marry two women, or three women, or four. Because after all, Jacob was married to four. So from here we learn you're allowed to marry four women. Until Rabbeinu Gershom came, and he said, if we will be married, men will be married to more than one woman, then we're allowing God to be married to more than one nation. So from that day on, a Jewish man cannot be married. That. So you need to know that the study of spirituality is exactly the reflection of who you are. So if you feel you need more than one teacher, your husband, your wife, your friend, your children also will need more than you. So you will be cheated on. You have to be cheated on. Not because it's a punishment. It's a frequency you require. You are, for example, people who cannot have enough with their wife. So I always tell them, you know, if you start thinking like this, your thought is have to be reflecting on your area as well, because you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in whoever you're with, you know? So just mention that. I don't know why I mentioned it here. Maybe because the Shekhinah, our Shekhinah need us to believe. One teacher, one Shekhinah, one God. Everything is about the one. Cannot have two. And people think if I have two, I receive 50 and 50. No, you don't. You receive zero and zero in the end of your life. How do we learn that? We learn that Rabbi Elimelech Mnijensk, and he has a nephew. His nephew is Bnei Yisachar, the one I'm reading from every Rosh Chodesh. And the mother of Bnei Yisachar called him Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech Midinov. She gave him two names. Rabbi Elimelech, her uncle, her brother, said to her, it's a shame. If you give your son one name, he would get all the energy. Now we're getting a little bit from this, a little bit from that. And I see a lot of people giving two names to their children. What's the worst thing you can do? One of the nightmare. And nothing is worse than giving two names because you're getting no energy. And I see many people calling Yechaya Yecheskel. And people don't know it, you know. So I go to many breed, many this, and I'm listening. And people don't know me. I walk around. Nobody knows how much I know. And it's not my business to tell them, you know. It's in the Torah, Mechapsai Imtzauni. Whoever looked for me will found me, you know. So if you didn't find me yet and find my knowledge yet, it's not, the time is not yet for the community of the world to know me. But once they earn it, they're up. Because the community of the world right now is all about cheating. Everybody's cheating. That's the frequency of the world. You get married, you have to be prepared. It's cheating is coming. This way or another. But if you loyal to God, you go with one teacher, one God, one everything, it's not going to happen because you that frequency is no longer there. Frequency of cheating means I'm not good enough, this not good enough, that it, you got to stick to the plan. Then, the Shekhinah Ila'a, the upper Shekhinah, which we have lower Shekhinah and upper Shekhinah. So, one of the biggest crime I was invited to do a speech this week. That's why I wasn't here on Monday with the famous psychiatrist. She doesn't want me to say her name yet. She's very famous on Oprah and all this and that. And phenomenal human being. She's amazing. And the group that we spoke together. And we talk a lot about relationship and cheating and all this and that, what's going on in the universe to do the Me Too campaign, women complain, this, that. She's a very big part of it. You know, she's not a big part of the Me Too campaign, but explaining it, what it's caused. And the women don't even know how they are destroying the world every day. Every day, it's the world destroyed because of women. And I hope, talking to you, maybe you pass it on. You know, the destruction of the world is happening right now, as we speak, by women. They destroy the world. Nothing is worse than now happening with women. Yeah, but women say, hey, man is abused, man is this and this and that, and all kind of words, but it's up to the women, like they used to do in the Bible, to control the men, to know, to manipulate the whole situation for the benefit of the world, to bring the Messiah and all this. So that's why the Shekhinah, the lower Shekhinah represented by women, and the upper Shekhinah, of course, is the female of God. And because women are only care either for their attention or their right, there is something called women right now. You heard about women right or feminism. There's a group called feminism. Basically, feminism equal to men. You don't want to be equal like to men. Why do you want to be equal to men? What was that stupid thing? Equal. Equal right. Everybody has to have equal right. Yes, there is abusive men, there is problem and all this and that, but you have to take on yourself that you don't see. If you see 200 years of life of a woman, right now the destruction of man and the world happening by women themselves. And this is not the lecture to talk about it, but just to keep in your mind why the Shekhinah cannot come down to this world and fix it. Because the women are not directing any men. You know, men are sitting in the shadow in their little comfort zone, if it's LA or where it's nice country like Miami. Women are sitting in their own little shadow, enjoy their beauty thing or cosmetic or whatever, but the man is never going to make it to spirituality. So let's say you stop breathing until you bring one man to study spirituality, to Kunezo or stuff like this. Stop breathing until you do it, and you're not allowed to breathe. Would you breathe? What would you do? Would you hug a man like that strong and bring him to spirituality? You have to ask yourself those questions. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life as a woman? What's your purpose here? Your purpose is just to give birth to kids and be in the kitchen. Okay, you want to be that way? Good luck. But it has to be more. If your man is not spiritual, it's your fault. It's not his fault. Men are weak. Men will never want to be spiritual. You know? So you want to sit there and wait for the right man to come into your lap and say, oh my God, I had a dinner with Moses. Jesus coming tomorrow. You know, what are you saying? What are you doing? What are you doing? Waiting for the right man. There's no right man. No right man. You go, it's not like one of those bags that you put in the microwave ready to eat. You know, when it say ready to serve or something, they're ready to serve. Man is the worst raw product. It's called Zeranpin. Zeranpin. What does Zeranpin mean? Nothingness. Go make him a man. Go make him a man. What do you think? It's not a joke. This is a serious business. But it's not for him. It's not even for you. It's for the world. The women sitting there waiting for them. Is he making enough money? Is he strong? Is the testosterone level is high? Is this? No. He's your connection to God. This is it. This is it. Connect him. That's it. One mission. Everything else. So you want to smile to him? You want to schmooze with him? You want to tell him, you look good? Nope. Say whatever you want. Just bring him to God. Do whatever you want. Just bring him to God. But now, women are sitting and want to get the attention from the men. So the attention you need to give to God, go to you. You're a cheater. You're a liar. You're a thief. You're just a thief. You stole his energy to you when you need to give it to God. You're not supposed to receive anything from him. Women right, on the rise. Oh, we are women right. Where's my attention? No attention for you. Zero attention. Why, Rachel get any attention, the poor girl? Leah get any attention? Sarah, poor Sarah. She brought another woman so her husband can have children. Learn from the Bible a little bit. Open it. Open the Torah and learn. Shmuel HaNavi, his mother, Hannah, a second wife to another man. She only said, God, I want a child that he can serve you. Please, give me one man that I can help to become spiritual. He gave her Samuel, the prophet. Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, Aaron and Miriam. One purpose. So, guys, wake up. Wake up. You need to understand. I mean, we can study deep stuff, but if you don't understand it, it means nothing. If you go out there and you said, oh, it was a nice lesson. The universe is dying. The things breaking apart. And you are thinking, I get Kabbalah from Eliyahu. Let me look for another teacher now. I can get some information from. Wait, really? Really? Just now, your husband Evan, in his mind, said, how can I cheat on my wife? You're cheating the system. System work with one yesod, not two yesodot. And I hope it's clear. Wake up a little bit. And don't sit if you're single for the guy to hit on you. Hit on him if needed. But why are you hitting on him? Why? Hit on him. Tell him he's beautiful, he's sexy, he's the best thing you ever seen in your life. But then see where it's going. Is he a material that can be close to God? Who cares who started first? This man, this man, this man, this. Whatever. Drink for what? What are you drinking for? Drink water. What? Another vodka? Well, what are you going to get? That tequila? He buy me a drink. I love this thing. I always tell Debbie, she told me never to say it. When I go to a bar, I used to work in a farm for 5 years. It reminds me of the cow, when they go to that, we used to pour them, I don't know the name. It's sour, it smells really bad. So then we put vitamin in the food, and water, we put water as well. So the cow comes, you ever look at the bar from outside without, before you're drinking. And the guy, there is light. There is bars. It's a nice place. Is that what makes a nice place? What happened to us? What happened to us? a bar is becoming the inn, right? I mean, you want to dance, there is places that Torah talk about dancing. Mahol. Mahol comes from the word removing of the sin. Dance for happiness. Whatever you want to do. But eventually, look at men. Those men who have no direction. You have no idea the story that I hear in the last 30 years. It's so sad. Those men are weak. Those men are no chance. So you have to understand why a man is in your life. Don't waste time. Spirituality, that's it. Connect spirituality. And if you fail, ask yourself why. Not ask why they give you a bad man. What's wrong with my man? He doesn't shoot for three. What's wrong with the coach? You know? But it's very important understanding, guys. When I saw the Shekhinah, I had to say it. But and they continue from Isaiah, Pishechem Shulcha Imachem. Because of your crime, your mother was kicked out. What is it saying in the Torah about the nest on the birds? Shalach to Shalach. It says the word Shalach, meaning you should send the birds, Shalach to Shalach. You should send the birds twice, I say it. Trin Shiluchin, two times. Chad mi bayit rishon. Why is it two times kick the birds out? One for the first temple, and second temple is for the second time. So the Torah, Tikkuni Zohar tried to tell you, in the Torah, you have everything going to happen in the future, if you know how to look for it. Everything is happening in the future. V'chad mi bayit sheni. L'kaim abei, ani Hashem ushmi v'kvodi l'acher lo eten. As it's written, in Isaiah, of course we know Isaiah was a prophet. You should read Isaiah, Yeshayahu. He was one of the greatest prophets who saw everything that's going to happen with the Israelites. And it say, L'kayme be'ani Hashem, I am God, uveshmi ukvodi, my name and my honor or my pride, l'acher lo eten, I will never give it to any other person. Shechinta ila'a, I will only give it to the upper Shechina. V'tilati lapsilin Shechinta tata'a. And my fame is for the statue, meaning the lower Shechina. What does that mean? Okay, everything is a secret. Ken ish noted bimkomo, like a man that wandered from his place. Da kucha barichu atbarbe. Who is that man who wandered from his place? This is God. Kucha barichu yutke vavke is wandered from his place because the nest is like the Shechina where he needs to land. Adonai ish melchama detarech eftarayahu. And as we say, God is a man of war, as we explained it before. This is just the Tikkun HaZohar pure. Now we're going to go into explanation with your permission. So, now, let's go to the explanation. V'nitna reshut l'otam ha'neshamot. It was permitted to those souls shenitgashu b'mekomam acher ha'kodesh b'ruch hu v'shechinto lekanen b'chibur zeh. It was given permission for the soul that was kicked out from their place, in the upper place, from God and His Shechina, lekanen b'chibur zeh, that they will be able to sit in the nest of this riding. So all the soul of the world that was in the highest level was permitted to come to Rabbi Shimon and his son Rabbi Lazar and Eliyahu Navi and Moshe Rabbeinu and Achiya Ashiloni, those specific people. Of course, only Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar are physical, the rest are not. Together with all the souls, the highest level, come to Tikkuni HaZohar. Because what I'm doing now, it's not yet the Tikkuni HaZohar, it's the Tikkuni HaZohar, but it's an introduction of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to Tikkuni HaZohar. Okay, so you know how far it goes, and it's beautiful. Shenemar ba, Ashkina ke tzipor nodelet bin kane, kenish nodem komo, like it say, like the Ashkina is wandering around and traveling around, the same like a person traveling from his place. Ven tzipor al ha-shechina, we explain it. When we talk about birds, we mean the shechina. Shein digar shem mekoma, zehu shekatuv, shalach tashalach et ha-em v'et ha-banim tikach lach. We know that the mother has to be kicked out because of the sin, because of the crime, because we are too selfish, everybody is to themselves. The men is to themselves, the women to themselves, and everybody is co-depending to each other. What are you doing on the bar? Codependency come to life, you know. I need you, you need me, let's go together, you know. So basically you show the body, I have the six pack, she showed this, shalom aleichem, yalla, let's go home. You know, after you drink, you're back, of course, the perfect decision, right? I mean, you drank so much vodka, you know exactly what you're doing, because you don't see anything. So, et larbot shechina shelamata, aynu malchut ha'em, shechina aliona, aynu bina. So what is the upper shechina and the lower shechina? The upper shechina called bina. The sfira bina called the upper shechina. The lower shechina called malchut. And for that reason, if you know the name of God, let's say if you write it like from above to below, you have Yud, you have Hey, you have Vav, and you have Hey. So the lower is a Hey, Malchut, going to the third letter from below or the second from above, Hey. Both of them look the same. Both of them look the same. So for that reason, you need Hey, right? You need the Hey of above is Bina, Hey of below is Malchut. For that reason, Rachel couldn't have children because she didn't have Hey in her name. So that's why she had to take the concubine, or has two hey in her name. Who is the concubine? Bilha. Bilha, how many hey? Two. One for Rachel, one for her. So that's why her concubine was hey. That's why she could give children. Sarai couldn't have children. What they do? They took the yud out, put hey. Now she could have children. So the hey is what, you know, without the hey, without the malchut, you cannot give the children, because that's what holding, that's what the malchut is all hey. For that reason, when you speak Hebrew, there is at, right? And there is ata, or a woman. When you speak to a woman, you speak different than you speak to a male, right? So everything in the language of Hebrew that has the letter A into it, you know, as receiving energy. But this is more deep stuff that we will study later in Tikkun HaZohar. It's a little bit deeper than what you think. מלכות האם השכינה העליונה ובינה זהו שכתוב בשכם שוכר ממכם ששתיהם בינה ומלכות נודות במקומם. Who is the one who is no longer exists in their place? Two of them, בינה and מלכות, are kicked out. They're no longer there. משום זה כתוב שלח תשלח. שתי שילוחים נגד בינה ומלכות. So that's why it's say two times you should kick out the mother, the bird. You know, one for the first temple, one for the second, we already translated. But it also mean for two, for בינה and מלכות. One for Bina, one for Malchut. One temple for Bina, one temple was Malchut. Echad mi bayit rishon. The first temple was Bina. Echad mi bayit sheni, Malchut. The second temple was Malchut. Okay? It was lower. The second temple was lower. The first temple was built by who? King Solomon. The second temple built by, I mean, the Jewish, but it was King Herod who was in charge of the design and everything like that. Why was I want to give it as a gift to the Jew? The Jew will protect them from the Roman. You should read history, it's a beautiful story. But King Herod was a Meshigana, if you know what Meshigana means. Okay? Something was, you should read, it's a beautiful story. But you should see his home and balcony and the pool. You ever saw it? How he built it? No? So he built a few places. One of the beautiful places, I believe, Masada. And he built something that till today they try to copy to rich people. It's three balconies that go to the mountain. Balcony, balcony, balcony. And he go there in the hot time, in a winter time, because it's hot, it's nice. And in Caesarea, Caesarea, he built a floor that going all the way inside the ocean. You know, inside, far in the ocean. So basically you are walking into the ocean. You should go see, it's beautiful. When we be in Israel, I'll show you. You will understand the values. It's unbelievable. But of course, it was not Noah too. I mean, it's totally, totally nuts. You should read King Herod. So what we see in the temple, when you go to Jerusalem, you see a memory of all King Herod time. And on top, they built some stone that built after the destruction. But below, there is new digging. There is some of the leftover of King Solomon temple. But the stone that was cut, curved, by King Solomon was had to be made by a worm called Shamir. Shamir is a worm that has a vibration, and through the vibration she cut the stone. And only one bird know where the Shamir is. You should read, it's also a beautiful story. How King Solomon found it, and when we sell our purple string for the most brave human being in the world, he is the one that King Solomon sent to find that bird and find that. That's why we wear it. If you feel you don't have enough bravery, you put the purple string for about 52 days to be strong, to handle whatever you're going through. We always suggest to people, wear the purple string when you feel like you don't have enough guts to do what you need to be doing. So it brings bravery, but sometimes bring a lot of bravery. So 52 days is good enough. Don't put it for too long. And Yeah, very important. So again, Bina and Malchut. Malchut is the second temple, Bina is the first temple. Kabo ani Hashem ushbi v'kodil l'acher lo eten, shechina eliona, Bina v'tirati l'psilim shechina tachtura Malchut, keli shenodem komo, zakatul v'chosh ro'o bo ish, b'lechamash d'gan shechem. So so far I explained it before, I just read it from the Zohar, and this is basically the translation. Now let's go to the real Kabbalistic explanation of Tikkun HaZohar, which is a little bit deeper. Pirush. Now the explanation. So far it was translation. Now explanation. Let's take a little bit deeper. Pirush advarim. Mekom Malchut u'mekom Abba. Where is Malchut sitting? Where exactly is Malchut? It's at Abba. We know that there is many ways to call the Sefirot and many ways you can call everything in the system. There is something called Abba. Why is Malchut with Abba? Because where was the original desire? What do we call the original desire? It's coming from Chokhmah. Those of you who studied the four phases, it's coming from Chokhmah. So that in that level, Chokhmah also equal to another name called Abba. So the real expression of the receiving energy is only exist in that level, the original level. What was the original level of receiving? The original level of receiving was the strongest one, because God wants to create receiving, not God, I should say God, it's a little bit lower. The Ein Sof, the endless, created desire to manifest all the giving energy that need to be revealed. So, if we look at the original creation of God, it's Uv Shmo Echad, a force that want to give, and a force that receive, because there is a force that want to give. So the original receiving, as I write in my new book, in the first chapter, is not what receiving we think. It's a receiving because God want to give. So when a person want to receive something in this world, he need to raise his level to a highest desire. What is the highest desire? I want only something, I want that chocolate, only because I know God will have a pleasure be receiving it from God. So if you do that, it's called Asot Nachot Wachot. So that's the ultimate desire. Most of us are connected to desire based on our situation. You know? So we are very childish in our desire. We don't have something, we buy, we don't have this, we buy. It's all we don't have. So we don't have is a low, low level desire. It's low, and we're going to explain where that desire comes from. So first, Malchut, Makom Abba, Shu Chokhmah, Besod, Hashem, Bechokhmah Yasad Aretz, V'Abba Yasad Barta. So when we say that Abba, which is Chokhmah, it's at the foundation of everything, start from Chokhmah. הוא המקום הראוי להיות לתמיד. Malchut should be always up there. But the question is, we know, as we study Kabbalah for so many years, Malchut is not up there, Malchut is in the lowest level. Kind of confused, is it printing issues or something? No, it's what's written, also the Zohar, right? ואז זער אנפין הוא במקום עריך אנפין. Where do you put Ze'er Anpin? Below Malchut. Is in place called Arich Anpin. Long face. There is Ze'er Anpin and Arich Anpin. So Arich Anpin is now below where Malchut is. Beyom Vav, the Maaseh. So what happened? The question is, what happened? The system that we know, it's Keter Chokhmah Bina, right? Ze'er Anpin Malchut. There's something else. Keter Chokhmah Malchut. And then everything else. What happened? Say the Pirush of Tikkun HaZohar. Biyom Vav, in the sixth day of Maaseh Bereshit, achar shenivra Adam HaRishon, after the first human was created, Adam, v'alidei tosefet kedusha shel oto erev Shabbat Kodesh, and because of the holiness of Shabbat, we don't appreciate Shabbat, but it says about Shabbat, the Baal Shem Tov used to say it, Shabbat is like the next world to come. If you want to know the value of Shabbat, it's like the feeling of the next world to come. But the way you say it in the Talmud, in Masechet Shabbat, Me'en Olam Haba. Me'en. Me'en mean it look like the upper world. Say the Baal Shem Tov, it's not Me'en. He translated it in different letters because it's the same letter. Ma'ayan Olam Haba is the spring water from Olam Haba. So what is Shabbat? Is the water that falls from the upper world in the ear. This is actually what Shabbat is. So every time you do Shabbat, every time you enjoy food on Shabbat, you have to feel like you are testing for the Olam Haba. After all, why it's okay to eat a lot on Shabbat? Most of the week they tell you not to enjoy. Why making love between couples, this is the best time actually they should do it. After all, it's body, body, body. It's sex, sex, sex. It's all body. Why only then? Because only on Shabbat, Malchut getting an elevation like it used to be in the old days, like in the time of creation. That's it. You got to eat. You must eat. Must eat on Shabbat. And must enjoy the food. Everything has to be physical on Shabbat. It's crazy. Crazy. Everything has to be physical. So how physical? You have to add something to Shabbat. You have to add the new bottle of wine. Can use from last week. Can use. You know? You look at Shulchan Aruch, you look at the Halacha. You can do that. Can be cheap. Also the Ari writer, the Zohar writer, the Shulchan Aruch writer. Don't ever be cheap on Shabbat. It's all the money you're going to make, it's decided for Rosh Hashanah. But what it says, beside what you buy on Friday. This is not included in the money, this is additional. God is giving you additional. Never worry about that. Shabbat, you know, you take care. You take care of Shabbat, Shabbat will take care of you. Always add something. Buy a new cookie, buy a new bottle of wine, buy a new something. And you have to cook at least simple thing, like cookie, kegel, something that you cook. That's why the guy is supposed to cook that kegel. Because the Ari said that you have to do something. There is few mitzvot for Shabbat. One of the most important mitzvot that stays since the Beit HaMikdash, since the temple, is cleaning. Always try to clean a part of the house for Shabbat. Yourself, even one chair. Take a chair, clean it nice, say, okay, I did the mitzvah of the Levi'im for the Beit HaMikdash. Then, make a little bit of food. If you can, okay, if you don't have time, order food, but you know, you have to say the word, Lechvot Shabbat Kodesh. When you buy the item, you buy a potato, say, this potato, all of a sudden that potato is no longer physical. It's getting from the Olam Haba into the potato. It becomes vibrate with that energy. You can't waste it. You have to be careful. You take it home with holiness, with respect. Everything you do has to be. Why? It's telling you that Adam HaRishon, when he was created, it was so much powerful energy in the 6 days, and additional was Shabbat. Why God created them on Friday? Because after the 5th hours from sunrise on Friday, the energy starts to come in. You have to know that. So let's say right now, Alot HaShachar is what, 5:30, Debbie? 5:30.
Okay. Netz is 5:30.
Huh?
Netz is 5:30.
So 5:30, so from 5:30, you count 5 hours. Well, you got 10:30. From 10:30, it's already energy of Shabbat. You have to be careful. That's the time. It's vibration come down already. Nichnas kulo leGan Eden. So what happened to Adam? He went to Gan Eden, Garden of Eden. What is this Garden of Eden? What is this? We need to understand it. So Gan Eden, v'zachar v'nekeva yu b'mkomam ze'er anpin b'mkom arich anpin. So Gan Eden is when ze'er anpin is in his place. What is the place of ze'er anpin? Arich anpin. We call him now ze'er anpin. Lower face, or small face. But the ze'er anpin used to be in arich anpin. V'nukva b'mkom Abba. Where was the female? Abba. In Abba. Above. Above. It used to be a different system, guys. Different system. We talk about before Tzimtzum, before everything. Achar shechata, after Adam commit a crime. It might confuse you if I say before Tzimtzum, so don't try to erase this word before Tzimtzum. Because this is creation, it happened after Tzimtzum. But when I say before, the copy of the everything that happened in creation happened in the Garden of Eden. So when I say before, there is a secret, but I don't want you to get confused there. It's not exactly before, but it is. But it's very confusing. So you better erase before. V'achar shechata, after he committed a crime, garam pgam el ha-malchut. What did he do? He damaged the malchut. Adam damaged the malchut. What he did to malchut? Shechazrat lemata tachad ha-yesod b'achor ze'er anpin. She went all the way down to yesod. To yesod. And to the back of ze'er anpin. Now you know why it say that when God created Adam and Eve, it says, Zachar v'nekeva bara otam. He created them male and female. God created them. Then he say, Adam shouldn't be alone. So it's kind of a contradiction. But it's not. It's a big secret. So Malchut receives only 1 point. Every level has 10 points. She receives only 1 point. It's called Nekuda. One dot. Klula miyud. ותת ספירות שלה ירדו למטה בקליפות. What happened to the other 9 ספירות of מלכות that used to be so high with חוכמה? It went down to the קליפות. והוא המיעוט האחרון שלה. And that's what makes her so small. Now you know the fight between the moon and the sun and the moon. But what's contradict my story is the sun and moon was created on Wednesday. And this story is on Friday. So that's why I say before after might confuse you. So you better don't go there, but we can use at least the story from them. So she went, 9 points went to Klipot. And you understand Klipot. Klipot are important. Don't feel that Klipot are unnecessary. Klipa of an orange, the shell, the skin of an orange is necessary to keep it fresh and sweet. Can you imagine that the orange comes from the tree without skin? How long it's going to last? So Klipot have a use. Klipot was created for a reason. Don't look at the dark side like a bad thing. If you believe that ever the dark side is stronger than the good side, then you worship idol. When you go into some tough time, and I know a lot of teachers, some teachers were very close to me, used to mention the dark side a little bit too much in the lecture. The angel of death, another name. Oh, this they attack you, and this they attack you, this attack you. What actually they say? It's better than God. Where is God in the system? Is God took vacation to Cancun? Can say it, can give power to the dark side. Dark side is under supervision of God. So once you believe you've been attacked by you know who, you can't say it. You can't say it, Chas v'Shalom, you can't say it. It's a big mistake that the famous teacher will say it. Big mistake. Big mistake. You can reveal it now, it's enough years past. So you can't say it. You have to believe in God. When you're going through a tough time and you feel you've been attacked by addiction, by problem, by whatever it is, you have to remember this was given to you as a gift to overcome it. By the only one, the Creator, the Divine. And there is no dark side who can be stronger than God. It can be stronger than you. But pray to God to help you to be powerful enough to overcome it. But don't say I have to fight this negativity. It's negativity. The negativity is not negative. It's work for God. It's a police. It's almost like you're driving 220 miles per hour and the police stop you. I have to do something with the police. No, you have to slow down with your car. And that's why a lot of, I see it didn't happen only in our generation. Many generations, including the church and synagogue and mosque, they scared people by telling them that the dark side is after them. And people relate to it because it's more sexy, it's more cool, it's more trendy. And you're fighting it. But the truth of the matter is, you have no chance. So why even telling you that? Because it's scary. It's more social. But actually, there is only God. And if you hear teachers say it, and many teachers said in the past, and I know many teachers said in the present, stay away from them. They poison your brain to worship idol. Don't do that. There's only God, and it will be only God. There's no such a thing as dark. Yeah, there is dark side to bother you. Of course. Why? You think the dark side doesn't want the Messiah to come? More than you and me. It's kind of 6,000 years old already enough, right? But he has a mission to bother you, to stroke you with problem, with this. It's a job. So your job is to, what can I do? And you reach out to God. Not say, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. Wrong teaching. Took me many years to understand it. Wrong teaching. So actually, it's pure idol worshiping. Pure. And whoever studied before understood what I'm talking about. Anyway, so the ninth sphere went to the Klipot. בו המיעוט האחרון שלה. וכן זר אנפין ירד למטה, כפי תחילת הצילותו וף קצוות חסר ראש. Also, זר אנפין fell down. מלכות falling down, זר אנפין falling down. And זר אנפין become only six ספירות. Only six, what we call חסד גבורה, תפארת נצחות יסוד. באדם עצמוני דומה לשירת דברים. What happened to Adam? Adam committed a crime. What was the judgment for Adam? His organs fall apart. All his organs fall apart. Now, what does that mean, his organ fall apart? His organ, הם נשמות כל הצדיקים, הם גילו מולמות בריאה יצירה עשייה. Meaning, Adam, who was from בריאה יצירה and עשייה, his body, you know, we don't talk about physical body, but his connection was in such a high level, all this has to fall down. And whoever was, what was Adam built from? Adam was built from all the souls. So the righteous people were connected to his soul. Okay? Fall. What is Bria, Etzira, Asiya connect to? Creation, formation, action connect to? Naran. Naran mean Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh, right, connect to Asiya. Ruach connect to Yetzira. And Neshama connect to Bria. That's why when you do mikveh, usually on Shabbat morning, those of you who ever walk with me, I have usually walk alone when I do that. I don't have like all the city say, oh my God, Eliyahu, you're going to teach us how to do mikveh of Shabbat morning. Yeah, you figure, right? Let's say I know a secret how to make your life a little bit better if you do mikveh with the right consciousness. Yeah, but Hashem, I know that. So how many people do you think walk with me on the 6 a.m. on Shabbat a.m.? But Hashem, the birds, usually the birds. There's one bird who walk with me. So I always wonder, like, Eliyahu, let's say you wouldn't know that. And you heard there's somebody in town and all that. I would jump on him. I don't even ask him if it's okay. Chase him. Not leave you alone until I get it. Desire. But it's all the fault of the women. I'm not taking my words back. The women don't make the man do anything spiritual. All the women fault. All the women fault. Because they want the attention for them, not for God. Remember. Kinaran. של הצדיקים עם פניות העולמות, נפש בעשייה, רוח מיצירה, נשמה מבריאה, לכסה. כי הוא נולד מזכר ונקבה, דאצילות. So, where was Adam come from? What level Adam come from? He come from בריאה, יצירה, עשייה? No. First, Adam come from אצילות. From the world of emanation. Can you imagine how beautiful? ונכללו פה כל הנשמות שלמטה מהאצילות. But all the soul that will come in the future, the whole future was there. So everything in Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, all the soul, us too. We were part of the seed. It's like the two rabbis, Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Rav Zusha, you know, Rabbi Elimelech and Rav Zusha, had an argument, why didn't help Adam not to sin? So Rav Zusha said, actually I was the one who helped getting him to the fruit from the tree of knowledge. So how can you speak like that? Say, he better... Then he doesn't wonder that this tree is good, then he tests and he realizes it's bad. Because sometimes you hesitate if you should make a crime. You know, you pray, you study Zohar, and a thought comes to your mind. And that thought doesn't leave you. I think I'm hungry, I think I need to drink, I think I need this. Drink it already, go back to the study. Enough. Go back. Don't think, don't mix this beautiful atzilut with that thought that you have about sandwich. Go eat and come back. So that's why there is two opinions on Shabbat. Because one halacha, it says Shabbat morning, you should not eat before the Torah reading. You're allowed to drink coffee. Because the body has to be pure and have to be that. Another halacha, more Hasidut style, you say you must eat because if while you hear the Torah you think about food, it's the worst thing you can do. Two opinions. Okay. I used to do Hasidut style for many years. Now I'm doing more the Zohar style, which is not to eat. Okay? But you have to come to that level. You cannot just... do whatever you feel. You have to feel. Am I a person who capable to focus on Torah with no food? No problem. Then do it. But if Chas V'Shalom might be a thought, eat something. Eat something before. Because it's rather you eat and have connected to the Torah pure. So now you understand the story of Rav Zusha. When he said, I gave him the fruit, so he wouldn't think that this tree is like a great thing. It's a terrible thing. So let him taste it and finish with that. You know? Because all of us have been there, it's not like we came new. There's no new soul coming to the world, I teach you that, until the temple will be built. So all the new soul waiting, and once the temple is built, they will come down. So whoever tell you, new soul, I look at your face, new soul, you know, on your forehead, it shows how many times you've been there, on your eyes, on your hand, on your finger, on your nose, it's tell everything about a person. So the soul that come back to this lifetime, okay, might be visit 1, 2, 3, or 4 times, or more, Chas V'Shalom. So that means that, you know, part of Adam v'Chava, we were there. We were there, guys. Terrible. We were there. What have we done? Nothing. We are busy still at the bar for some attention, or if it's a guy, for some recognition, for me buy you a drink. Wow. Unbelievable. Look at that. What happened since then? We're buying a drink. People think it's sharing. Are you doing sharing? Yeah, I'm buying a drink for a lady. Wow. Relativity is sharing compared to others. This is not what. What's the goal? Where is it going? I want to know where it's going. You want to have fun? You know, you have this party that go in the desert, Coachella, Muchella, I don't know the name for it, ever, to tell us. So I said, people, listen, we're doing need to do this minyan now. It's very important minyan. I'm sorry, we're going to Metula, not Metula, Puchella. Cucina. So, Cucina, Cucina, like the Italian restaurant. We're going to Coachella. So, what happened in Coachella? I've never been there, so I don't know. So, a musician and drink, I'm sure, and it's got to be some drugs involved. And I'm not against music and all this, because music and dancing is part of the Torah. It's a must. It's a must. You know, you want to be connected, you have to include music and dancing. No, and there is even a place in the Talmud that say drink wine when you are depressed, but don't drink wine as a need. The Talmud talk about it. So if a person going to a sadness in their life, the Talmud actually say to drink. The Talmud. But I think when they go to the bar, I don't see that the holding a page of the Talmud say, you know, I'm here to drink because I'm down. It's almost become a thing. I don't know how to explain that to you. I hope I'm expressing it well. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, how are you doing it? I mean, I have a wonderful, wonderful person from one of my customers. He's investing in marijuana deals, but he smoked basically from 8 a.m. till go to sleep. So he told me, what do you think about it, the investment? I said, it's a great investment, great thing. Let me look at the number. I think there is future here, there's this, there's that, da, da. And you know, the entire thing, he smoked it like I used to smoke cigarettes. So, you know, you close it. I said to him, how, I mean, you enjoy that? I asked like that. And it was 5 feet off and started laughing. So what are you asking? I said, how often? I mean, is it a need? Or it is, you know, educational or whatever, inspirational thing? You know, if you feel the thing that you do become a need, be careful. It's no longer a connection. There's nothing going on there. You know, so whatever you do with your life, have value. Have value. It cannot, don't be commercial smoker, commercial drinking, commercial dancer, or commercial, I don't know what. It's part of life. It's not all life. Part. You know, you don't eat only dessert. What happens if you eat only dessert? Dessert becomes not fun. I used to have tradition with my kids when they were young. Dessert come first. Here, finish with dessert now. Now, do you want to eat? And all the mother was like, nah, you're around there. Until I start, when I go out with Debbie, I said, okay, now, here, we start with dessert. You see how fun it is. Actually, it's healthy for you. The sugar break down. So, I'm telling you those story again, not for the story, to wake you up to understand that we all have been with Adam, all of us. And what are we doing now? Adam was from Atzilut. And all the other soul came from the lower level. So all those soul guys, look how sad it is. All the soul from Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, and don't judge Adam, please. You're not allowed to judge him when I teach it. It all went down to the Klipot. Can you imagine Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, Klipot, down. When they built the first temple, חזרו זכר ונקבה עלו למקום אבא ואמא. What happened to Zer and Pin Malchut? They went up all the way to Abba V'ima. They become Abba V'ima, like Chokhmah V'bina. First temple. V'ayta Malchut b'mkom Bina. But Malchut was instead of Bina. V'Zer and Pin b'mkom Abba. B'kviut, afilu b'yomot achol. And it was not like we say Katnut, Gadlut, like we do in Seder. And it's not like we say in the Tefillah, because when you pray every morning, you have Katnut, Gadlut. I'm not going into details. It was even in the days of the week, it was like Lela Seder. It was so perfect. When the temple was here, the frequency, the energy was so strong, the vibration was so strong, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable. B'chorban Beit Rishon, but when the temple was destroyed the first time, Yarad b'mkom Abba v'Ima ilayin v'talka arad bina. So right away, Abba v'Ima broke apart, and everything fell down, and the light that coming from Bina to Bina with Bina is gone. Till when? Till the second temple. When they built the second, we know it was 300 years apart between the first and the second. Just the second didn't last very long. Until the second temple. And then the Malchut never went up to Bina. No longer taking nourishing, or as the words he used, The Malchut is not breastfeeding from Bina. Bina is not breastfeeding Malchut. Rak mitvuna. So Bina, I don't know if I ever teach you that, Bina is divided to two levels. Bina, till the chest, it's called Bina. From the chest down, it's called Tvuna. Okay? So from here, if it's Bina, so try to imagine that Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, half of Tiferet, it's called Bina, of Bina, and half of Tiferet all the way down, it's called Tvuna. See, it's good to know. I mean, you don't have to know it now. Rak mitvuna, so the second temple was coming from Tvuna.
What happened
in the destruction of the temple? Yeah, the story of the Roman and the burning and all this and that. This is a physical extension of what happened in the upper extension. We know the story. I'm sure you heard it 1,000 times. That before the temple was destroyed, it was 10 of the biggest tzaddikim ever lived, ever. And of course, I don't need to tell you, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol. We talk about people that can make a country disappear if they just think it. They don't need to say it. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Ishmael, they were the top of the Israelite, and the third one was Rabbi Akiva, just to let you know the levels of people who was there. And he said to him, listen, the Roman want to kill, want to go to war, I'm just going to go up to heaven, talk to Gabriel, the angel, see what's going on, if it's come from this little guy from Rome, or it's from God. I need to check it out. You should read it. It's a beautiful story. My Amlo is. So he went up to heaven. He said, Gabriel, I need to talk to you. What's going on? There's some decree, the destruction, or fire. Should we just eliminate the Roman in one shot, or should we, it's their messenger of God? So Gabriel looked at him and said, well, I just came from a meeting. God, the Messiah was there, everybody was there. And then this decision was that because Joseph was sold to slavery, and the law of the Torah said, you should never sell your brother slavery, and if you do, you have to die. But the brother never died. So now, this decree is sitting, waiting for a judgment. And the first thing the Roman Empire said to them, to those 10 rabbis, said, I want to ask you a Torah question. They were shocked, Torah question. He said, why the brother of Yosef never been killed? So they knew something is wrong here. Why would he ask it? And he didn't even know why he asked it. So they went to heaven, asked. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel come down and look at everybody. Say, guys, it's not from him. It's decree. So they start fighting who's going to die first. They were so happy. Start fighting. And they had to do a lottery between the two top rabbis, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol. And the death was crazy, but they were so happy. And one of them was the most beautiful man ever lived, Rabbi Ishmael, was a high priest. He's the only one that God asked him for a blessing. And you said every day in the Siddur. Every day you said in the Siddur, Ribono Shel Olam. It's Rabbi Ishmael. He's the only one that God said to him, Rabbi Ishmael, Bni, Barkeni. He said to him, my son, Rabbi Ishmael, I want a blessing from you. And it's not, there's many names to God. The name of God that asked him for a blessing, the Gemara, the Talmud in Brachot, it says that his name is Aleph, Kaf, Resh, Yud, Taf, Aleph Lamed. Okay? Akar Tikel. That's his name. That's the name of God that revealed to him. Said to him, please. And we say this pray, that he bless God, because in that blessing, we actually, Rabbi Ishmael tell God, no matter what happened, use mercy, don't use judgment, he tell to God. Okay? It's a human being. But they were so high. They were such a high soul. We cannot even, there's no way we can understand it, but we can talk about it. They say talking about it is like you sacrifice something in the temple. So, just to let you know, they were in the second temple. They were not in the first temple. They were in the second. So they were in the second temple, they were there. And all those group of people who were powerful called Tannaim, they were the one who wrote the Mishnah and the Zohar. Later on came the Amoraim, they wrote the Talmud. They put it together. So when we take you usually to grave in Eretz Israel, we go to Tannaim only. Usually we take you to Tannaim, miracle maker. Miracle maker. So those people they do it. So when they knew this is it, for that reason, when they get water for Rabbi Akiva to drink, he was in Tveria, it's hot in the summer. He was in prison because it was a war with Rome. So he had to wait for his death. Terrible feeling.
So they gave him the water. He did hand wash with that, the hand wash of the morning. So the student said, you should drink it. He said, why do you take away the mitzvah of washing hand? One of the most important mitzvah. How can I drink? I mean, enjoy if water come, but I want to do more mitzvah before you go up there. Because at the upper level, you don't have a chance to do any spiritual thing. So that's what you understand, you know, when you say names of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai knew he needed to reveal the most important book called Tikkuni Hazor. That's why he ran away and wrote this. He knew. He was sent only for that mission, to write Tikkuni Hazor. That's what we studied. So he went to the cave, he did all the work. He's the one also cured the Caesar daughter. The Caesar from Rome's daughter got sick, she was dying. And he had a deal with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon visited, by the way, Italy. He brought him to Italy. And they say in the Midrash also that Moses visited Rome. That's why there is an argument. What kind of etrog you use for Sukkot? You know etrog, the one lemon shape? Should you use the one from Israel, Morocco, Italy? So a lot of Hasidim use it actually from Italy as a memory for what Moses used. Because they say, what type of Sukkot they did in the desert? It was no. So they said that Moses teleported himself to Rome. Bring. Anyway, so everything went back. Second temple, the same as the sin of Adam. So the 9 level of the Malchut went down to Klipot. Until today, you understand that, right? 2,000 years ago. Nothing changed. Embarrassing. Embarrassed, all because of women. I hope you get my message and you pass it around. All because of women. All. If a man is confused, there is a woman around them, that you can't sit still. You can't sit and waiting. You are malchut. You can't sit. Men will not bring anything good. Man is there to be directed. Don't be impressed by men. They are zeh anpin. They are talush. I would say talush. When the leaves leave the tree. What do you call that verb in English? Talush. It's talush. It's done when I tear apart a paper from a book. So the leaves is tear apart from a tree. That's Zeranpin. Zeranpin is looking for Malchut. Don't listen to what they say. Well, yes, you are amazing. You're the best. Now, come with me for a second. Nothing. Don't. Detach. Huh? Detach. Talush means detach. That's what Zeranpin. It's your job. To listen, to have argument, what they say, yes, they're right. They want to be right, they're right. In the end of the day, are they making the connection to God? Yes, good, you did it. That's it. Nothing more. Either pull them from above, they say, or either push them from below. There's two styles. Push them from below, it's judgment. Pull them from above, it's mercy. You're allowed to use anything you want. Anything. Anything. The generation doesn't look good, guys. Doesn't look good. Look bad. Really bad. Really bad. Because the women want some attention from a guy, which is natural, but the guy doesn't give them the attention. He rather go look at his phone or his computer. That's what's happening to our generation, guys. Wake up. It's really, really bad. Really, really bad. But the women have to be smart now and trick the guys. I mean, think about Boaz. If you look at the story of Boaz, you know the story of Boaz? You know what I'm talking about? Ruth, she was convert. What did she do? She sneak in next to his bed at night. If it happened in our days today, what would you call her? Prostitute. Tamar. Oh, don't talk. Shh, don't talk about Tamar. What did she do? She. It wasn't Halloween or Purim. She dressed like a prostitute. Why? Because she needed to sleep with her father-in-law. Oh, that's really bad. You have no idea like what women used to do. Oh, Yael. Oh, shh, don't speak about Yael. Oh, Yael. Yeah. She used her sexy body and she have some different drink to Sisra. Sisra was giant man and she seduced him with this and smell and perfume and the sexy clothes. And in the end, she took chanit. You know what chanit is? What you put the tent with? When you pull the attach the tent?
Peg.
And she put it here, exactly here. She gave him hot milk. She boiled milk because milk is make you tired. And she go, then she cut the head, and she take it out. Say, we won the war. Oh, Judith Maccabee, nobody will tell you this even in school. You know who won the war for the Maccabee? Nobody said. You check on history channel, right? Judith, a woman. You think the Yehuda Maccabee and this Maccabee and the elephant and the story. But they don't mention it because it's embarrassing. It was Judith. What did she do? Again, sexy, sexy, sexy. Use the sex. Manipulate the whole thing. Kill the thing. Women use now sex for their own attention. In those days, they use sex for God. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's not what I'm getting from the guy. It's how I'm directing him. Yes, I put the lipstick for me. Don't put lipstick. But if you put the lipstick for the sake of guiding him, say, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You want to see me again? Meet me next to the Torah reading, 5:30 in the morning. So, are you serious? Meet me there. And every day you promise him something. Not at the bar. Disgusting. All right, anyway. I'm not against drink, guys, but I'm against the consciousness of women today. And they're so busy with who talk to them, or this, or that. The man is sick. Men will never be cured. Never. The Aaron Pin cannot be cured. It's up to Malchut. Malchut have to do it. Did you ever saw that the Ari asked that question, that Messiah come from a man? Never happened. From the beginning of time, who is the leader? Sarah, Rachel, Rivka, Leah. Keep going. Tzipora. No, women went. And it continued, the Nevi'im. Shh, don't keep it up. So is the rabbi need to say it? I hope they will wake up and say it. Busy walking with a black hat, right? And a black suit. What's going on today? So I always like to bother him. Are you doing mikveh? I always ask them. No, we don't do mikveh. So why you don't do mikveh, man? Why? And the one who don't mikveh have no idea what they're doing. I always bother them. Because their mikveh is small, so I'm getting in. And I always bother. You know, we're naked in the water. Do you want the meditation? Yeah, not doing meditation. It's okay. Get wet. You know? Sad time, guys. All because of the women. The man has no chance. You understand? No chance. Just let me finish this. I know I'm behind my time, but what can I do? Sorry if there is people out there alive. You know, different type of lecture today. It's Passover. It's the way I channel things on Passover. והנה מלכות בערת חוכמה נקראת סיפור. When we take, now look, now we're going back to the explanation. מלכות, that receiving the light of wisdom, we call it bird. You tell people, תיקוני הזוהר now, everybody's into it, by the way, in Israel, everybody. They're all reading it, ברוך השם, thank God. Everybody's into it. But it's not yet, I mean, you don't see the whole city here. Say, guys, come to study תיקוני הזוהר. Well, I don't understand a thing this guy's saying. Sit, fall asleep on the chair, on the floor. On the floor, just sit on the floor, take a blanket, pillow, sleep. You're getting something. שהוא מזוהרה דאימא שהיא בינה, המתקנת המלכות בלב בית נתיבות חוכמה. So the תיקוני הזוהר is coming from בינה, that fixing the מלכות. How? Through 32 path of wisdom. 32, you explain 22 letters and 10 ספירות. לכל הפחות מבחינת כן שהיא הערה לפרקים בדרך עלייה. And if not perfect light, at least few that of light that come and go, and when it's written, you should send the mother et ha'em she'en ha'malchut ha'nikret et, the mother there is the malchut ve'abina nikret em, the mother min bina, she'arat bina nisarka bezman chorban bayit rishon, v'arat malchut nisarka bezman chorban sheni, the two light was disappearing, the two destruction of the temple ve'klein yardu leklipot, and all the vessel that hold those things. What happened to the desire for that type of light? Because there is two things. There is the fulfillment, which is the temple, and there is the vessel to draw that fulfillment. What happened to that vessel? That fell to the klipot. ואין להקשות עלו, אין גם מגיע לגר, ולמובר אשר גם כלי הבינה נפלו לקליפות. Say, I'm asking a question. Why would you say that bina fell to the klipot? We know that keter חוכמה bina can never be touched by the klipot. אלא כי אחר שידעו ותקללו את המלכות והבינה, אמר להם ותלך על שניהם. It's very complicated, guys. צמצום בית, I don't know if I teach, yeah, I did teach a צמצום בית. When מלכות go up to בינה, it's called צמצום בית. It's meaning that you are mixing judgment with mercy, and it related, that will blow your mind. If you remember, you read, I'm sure, the Megillah of Rut, on Shavuot. So it say that two of them was walking together. Who was two of them? Naomi and Rut. Naomi was the mother, if you remember, and Ruth was the wife of her son that died. Do you know the story? You read it in English? What does that mean? Vatelechna shneem yachdav. Two of them was walking together. It doesn't talk about Ruth and Naomi. It talk about Bina and Malchut was walking together. So that's why we're reading it in Shavuot, because in Shavuot you elevate yourself to the level that Bina Amrachud are one. And that's why you stay all night. I can speak about it 50 hours now. ומבגם המלכות סובלת גם הבינה, but when המלכות סופר, בינה סופר. אבל רק זין תחתונות הבינה. So when it says בינה fell down, it's only the seven level lower of בינה, which means from חסד in מלכות of בינה fell down, ולא גר, but not קטע חומה בינה of בינה. שלה וכן איש נודד בקומו זה זהר אנפין, שחזר לבפצבות חסר ראש כבתחילת הצילותו. And the Ze'er Anpin that went back to what it was in Atziloto in the time of his emanation. I think this paragraph was needed to be read totally 11, and it's quite important, and hopefully you remember this lecture tonight, because this is changing everything about every time you study Tikkuni HaZohar, you're actually building the temple. And for that reason, it's written that only all the rabbis agree on that. That's one thing they all agree, that without Tikkuni HaZohar in the study, it will not happen. That, you know, the coming of the Messiah and building of the temple, you can pray from here until tomorrow, do mitzvot, all this, without that. And why not the old town is here to study? Why not the old world is here to study? Women. I mean, if you go to synagogue, so what are you doing? Are you doing study of Talmud for the last 2,000 years? Did it help? No. So why don't you try a new formula? What are you doing? What are you doing now? What is people doing right now tonight? What are you doing? There is this synagogue teaching another lesson, Musar, this, it's an important thing. But without this, it's not going to happen. It's not that they are bad. Not that bad. They've not been touched by the white women yet. Until the right women will not touch them, it's not going to happen. So, don't. We are now in a very important time. Very important time. Well, the best time. The best time of your life. But it needs to be pushed. It needs to be pushed. Don't need to explain too much, teach too much. And Baruch Hashem, next week, Michelle starts teaching reincarnation. I'm very proud of you that you step into the plate. And I saw the diagram that you draw. I wish you can work for me too and do it for me as well. I really like it. And that was my dream, you know, that each and every one of you come to me and say, I want to teach. And I sit with you and I guide you what I think you can do. Because it's important. And if you know any rabbi who's looking to teach, or any teacher, woman who want to teach, just let her meet with me and I'll see if she's a fit for what we're doing here. Or if she is a fit, they can come, sit here and teach. And I asked many rabbis, I said, come. I'll give you a chance to be famous, to be, because why not? Why not? This is not my stage. This is a place. It's a platform. I want to do more. And that's it for tonight.